book. Oh, yeah.
Well, Louis, it's pretty hard for a youngster of my age to say how it feels to be on the same stage with a man who, to him, perhaps represents jazz more in one single figure than anybody else. And you've heard a lot of praise in your time, but you just go on. Don't let it stop you. In your simple, eloquent, warm way, you play and sing jazz in the way that's been copied and admired all over the world.
Gee, that's swell, Pops. Appreciate that. That's awful nice. You know, it's just my life, but it's like to blow this thing. I love this thing.
Well, it's the spirit of America and all the things you could see in that horn when you were a youngster in New Orleans that has brought you as far as it has. I imagine you were pretty proud recently when you saw the picture New Orleans, which, of course, sort of glorifies all that you've done in jazz.
Well, I saw a lot of the rushes. I haven't seen it since the, you know,
took it
from the cutting room floor yet. I don't know what's in it yet. I haven't seen it. But to tell me it's going to be all right.
Well, as long as there's enough of Louis in it, we'll all be very happy indeed.
Well, I think you'll enjoy the part that you see that, you know, knocks me out.
Louis, it's seldom we have a chance to talk to you, so I want to ask you just one or two questions. Do you remember the first professional job you had back in New Orleans?
Way back then?
Way back.
Yes, that's way back. That's,
oh, it's just yesterday, Louis.
Well, it seems like yesterday. I think I was dubbing for King Oliver that night there. He sent me this.